Well, good morning, WCGA listeners. This is another edition of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. My name is Marshall Wood. I am the host of this program, and you'll be listening to the first segment of Program 6 here as we get this program rolling. I'm very thankful for all those that are here. I pray that there are a number of new folks on board and that those folks that are part of this process are going out and bringing other people into the fold, if you will. We need numbers. We really do. I want to do a, somebody would call it an ad. I want to do a heartfelt expression of confidence in this station, WCGA, its ownership, Wes and D. Cox, and to reveal to you my deepest, deepest desire that more people will actually not just casually listen to this station, but understanding that America is under major existential threat, will see AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal, and I say now foundational Georgia, as a method of communication, a way of staying linked together ideologically, and also of, well, just staying warmed up on fire to the idea that if the average Joe, the everyday Joe, the Christian everyday Joe, doesn't stand up now and do something, this nation is lost. It's that simple. This nation is lost, and it may well be. But as believing Christians and patriotic Americans, there's no such thing for us as throwing in the towel, because the Lord himself said, as we live this life for him, we persevere to the end. We occupy till he comes. So we don't give any thought to the battle that we're in right now may be hopeless, because the war's already been won. That took place under Jesus Christ. And right now it's our job to stand for righteousness regardless of what happens. And so WCJ is giving all of us the opportunity to do that. Here's what I would like to ask you to do. You know, there are people that just hop in their car and they turn on the radio, and maybe it's preset to 1100, or maybe they don't know what they're going to do. They just hit a scan button, and what pops up, and usually it's pre-selected to FM. I want to urge you, first of all, to keep your car radio on AM and AM 1100, and then I want you to purpose in your minds and hearts, and to have your friends do the same, to listen intentionally and as often as you can to this station. Keep it on in the background when you're doing things in your workshop. Or you're washing your car, or just intentionally sit down to specific programs like the guy who precedes me, Mr. Rosenthal, Reed Rance Rosenthal. Fine, I think best program anywhere in this country, and I hope you'd intentionally listen to me at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings. But what I want is 3,136 people to contact Wes Cox and say, we are not just listeners to WCGA. We are, well, we are emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually involved with this station. And that we will, first of all, pray for the station every day. But we will listen to this station intentionally, and we will promote it to others. We'll get people who think like us, or those who are willing to consider thinking like us, to listen to what's on from sunup to sunrise on AM 1100 WCG, wonderful coastal, and now I say foundational Georgia. Will you contact Wes and Dee and just give them a little signed statement that simply says, we are intentional listeners praying for this station and encouraging others to come aboard also. And kind of as a sign of your affiliation, I'm hoping that you'll allow Wes to give you a copy of my book, same name as the program, The Bigger Picture. And allow us to use that as sort of the touchstone, the common ground of this station, because in that book are the basic principles about which this station revolves. So, WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia, foundational Georgia, is, I believe, critical to the time that we live in. I hope I said that enough and enough length that it sat in and that you'll understand that it's critically important, well, that we all join in this process and that we make it work. Let's begin this program as I said we would do several weeks ago and we've done since. We're going to begin with prayer. Please join me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may only truth be spoken today. Not Woody's half-cocked ideas, but truth. It may be couched in colloquial speech and maybe some irreverent and rough-and-tumble discussion, but may there be core truth and no error in what is said. May the words that are spoken bear fruit in the lives and hearts of others, and may others also speak truth and bear fruit with their lives as a result of what's shared on this program. Father, may we speak truth and also learn to listen for truth. May we bear fruit and may we wisely regard the fruit of others who are seeking to influence or lead us before we follow them. Father, help me as I speak today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this week I did something that I suggest you might consider doing. I support various and sundry little agencies with small checks each month over and above the tithe that goes to our church. But if you get on enough list, you get on a, these, some of these folks sell their list. And on the last year, I have been inundated with both political and charitable and other requests. But right now, I'm getting the political requests from GOP candidates left and right. And I don't support a single one of them. I think anyone other than Donald Trump that's running for president, first of all, just shows they're foolish. And secondly, they're not qualified to be president because they don't recognize what's happening here and that the only person qualified to overcome this evil that's here is Donald J. Trump. So the Princess Nikki Haley, who I think she's a nice gal. I have nothing personally against her, except that she's egotistical and she's stupid because she's running for president, and she qualifies for those things I said earlier. But I got a request for funding from her, and well, that was a mistake for the folks that sent it out. I want to tell you how I replied to their request. I found her email address at her headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Here's what I said. This is to Nikki Haley and all her enablers. Well, your efforts may well be well-intentioned. I'll give you credit for that. But your efforts on behalf of winsome, moral, but traitor Haley are directly contributing to the historically validated mechanisms of the soon utter destruction of the American culture. You have become a de facto nest of cockroaches. And this Haley infestation and all like it must be eliminated pronto if there's to be any chance of survival of the once great America of my own hero ancestors. You, supporters of Nikki Haley and the princess herself, must immediately cease your advocacy for traitor Haley and seek aggressively to compel all the other ignorant and/or subversive clusters of advocates for any POTUS candidate other than Donald Trump to do the same thing. You must collectively and publicly express your regrets for your foolish and or traitorous loss of focus, as well as your individual failure to grasp and act wisely against the fact of the imminent existential threat to all Americans. You must immediately prostrate yourselves before real POTUS Trump beg his forgiveness for your crime against all that America has previously stood for. You must begin now to tirelessly push back against the demonic evil of the DNC and its operatives, who are controlled entirely by an international cabal actively seeking to destroy formerly righteous America. And you must understand that the one for whom you advocate is a de facto whore through her political prostitution. Good people see her as nothing less. I hope I made my point clear. I hope there's no question about where I stand. She's not the only one. Every single other candidate for POTUS on the GOP ticket, because I have no use or respect for or consideration to those who are Democrats, all of those who are running against Trump are de facto traitors. They're showing their hubris. They're showing their foolhardiness. They're showing that they are impediment to the potential salvation of America from the imminent destruction that I and people a lot smarter than me see. So we're beginning program six today on that aggressive note. But I want you to understand that this radio station and this host, Marshall Wood, intends to speak just as you heard, aggressively, truthfully, I believe based on the Word of God and my patriotic spirit, and we must not give the impression in our behavior that we condone anything that the Democrats do whatsoever, nor do we condone, well, anyone other than those who stand entirely with Donald Trump to get us out of this mess. I hope you'll join me in segment two, and we'll get the program rolling because I've used the whole beginning here to make this statement, but thank you for your patience. God bless you. See you in a minute.